Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences from general conference addresses can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. The speakers are listed in alphabetical order, and the number refers to the first page of the talk. Speaker, Neil L. Anderson. Story, page 92, a faithful Brazilian mother, prohibited by her husband from attending church, sends her children to church. M. Russell Ballard. On page 43, a family enjoys missionary success after taking to heart the challenge to hasten the work of salvation. David A. Bednar. On page 17, the family of Susan Bednar, then a young woman, is blessed by living the law of tithing. Gerald Cosse. On page 49, Gerald Cosse and his family find living in a new city easier due to the warm reception from Latter-day Saints. D. Todd Christofferson. On page 29, Anna Danes joins a volunteer group and helps her community overcome prejudice toward Latter-day Saints. Quinton L. Cook. On page 88, Quinton L. Cook and other attorneys at his firm decide to create a family-friendly work environment. Edward Dubay. On page 15, young Edward Dubay's mother tells him to look ahead, not behind, as they work together in a field. Timothy J. Dykes. On page 37, Corey Tenboom forgives a former Nazi soldier who had been one of her guards at a concentration camp. Henry B. Eyring. On page 58, young Henry B. Eyring is blessed as he accompanies his bishop on visits to members in need. On page 69, Mildred and Henry Eyring become unified in their decision to move back to Utah near her family. Randy D. Funk. On page 52, after hearing the account of Joseph Smith in a language she cannot understand, an investigator in India asks for baptism. Kevin S. Hamilton. On page 99, a family begins to leave the church with a decision to take a Sunday ride rather than attend sacrament meeting. Jeffrey R. Holland. On page 40, a sister finds purpose as a mother after being severely injured in a plane crash. Richard J. Maines. On page 79, the great-grandfather of Richard J. Maines suffers a fatal heart attack while serving a mission. Thomas S. Monson. On page 61, a faithful home teacher is filled with gratitude when someone he visited for years joins the church. On page 85, Thomas S. Monson gives a priesthood blessing to an elderly brother who can no longer see or hear. S. Gifford Nielsen. On page 33, a stake president has a successful missionary's worn-out shoes bronzed. Adrian Ochoa. On page 102, family members rejoice when young Adrian Ochoa and two cousins return home after a severe storm. Bonnie L. Oscarson. On page 76, Agnes Hogan refuses to allow her 16-year-old daughter to be adopted into a non-LDS family. Boyd K. Packer. On page 26, Boyd K. Packer is counseled to urge members of a struggling stake to read the scriptures. L. Tom Perry. On page 46, as a boy, L. Tom Perry and other primary children hike to a favorite canyon spot with their teacher. Linda S. Reeves. On page 118, a woman progressing toward baptism walks 2 miles in mud to attend church. Ulysses Soares. On page 9, Moses Malongo and others in South Africa sit outside a church and listen to services through a window. Carol M. Stevens. On page 12, faithful sisters in Honduras receive priesthood blessings from their church leaders. On page 115, a 10-year-old boy keeps his covenant to mourn with others as he comforts his widowed great-grandmother. Dieter F. Uchtdorf. On page 21, A man has a dream in which a Latter-day Saint couple explain opportunities for service in the church. On page 55, Dieter F. Uchtdorf falls while skiing and has trouble getting up until his grandson helps him. Arnulfo Valenzuela, on page 35, a less active sister returns to church after feeling the Holy Ghost while singing a hymn with her visiting teachers. Terence M. Vinson, on page 104, the prayer of a faithful church member in Papua New Guinea is answered when rain suddenly puts out a fire that threatens village crops. End of Conference Story Index.